Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show visits the early films of Vincent Price before his association with the horror genre. I hope you enjoy the show. Vincent Leonard Price Jr. was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1911. His grandfather had invented Dr. Price's baking powder, which had secured the family fortune. He has been perfectly described as the embodiment of gleeful, suave screen villainy. Better known for Michael Jackson's Thriller and his roles in horror films in the 60s, he also had quite a film career prior to that. In fact, in his third feature, The Invisible Man Returns, directed by Joe May, he set a precedent genre to which he would return later, horror. May's English was so bad that Price, who spoke German, had to translate all of May's directions to the cast members. It's a great sequel to James Whale's original film, The Invisible Man. Here's some of the super score, written by Frank Skinner and Hans J. Salter. Being invisible for most of the film, it was Price's voice that stole the show, in the same way that Claude Rains had done so in The Invisible Man. The same year, 1940, he made The House of the Seven Gables, again directed by Joe May. In this film, he plays George Sanders' nice brother, framed for murder in order for evil George to get his hands on the family home. Here's Vincent singing The Colour of Your Eyes, written by Frank Skinner and Ralph Freed.
I can't remember how I met you, but stars were shining on your head. And though you smiled at me so sweetly, I can't remember when or where. The scene, my love, I can't recall to view, for through it all, I just remember you. And when I dream beneath the starlit skies, I recall the color of your eyes.
Vincent made a few other movies that year, working with Henry Hathaway in Brigham Young and James Whale in Green Hell, also with George Sanders. But he was always busy in the theatre, and was on Broadway in Gaslight until 1944, when he became a star in Otto Preminger's hit film Laura, also starring Gene Tierney and Dana Andrews. It's the archetypal film noir, with Dana Andrews' detective falling in love with the girl whose murder he's investigating, played by Gene Tierney. Clifton Webb is also very good and was nominated for an Oscar for his performance. It was his first film role in 19 years. Interestingly, Hedy Lamarr had turned down the title role, God knows why. The theme tune by David Raxin became so popular that Johnny Mercer wrote some lyrics for it. Here's Ella Fitzgerald singing Laura. In 1945, he was in Leave Her to Heaven, a game with Gene Tierney. This was based on a blockbuster novel and was another huge hit. Gene Tierney was nominated for an Oscar but lost out to Joan Crawford for her portrayal of Mildred Pierce. Here's some of the wonderful music by Alfred Newman. Thank you. Even though it's in glorious colour, it's a sort of melodramatic film noir. Vincent was now star billing, and he made three films in quick succession. Shock was a good film noir with Lynn Barry, with Price playing a murderous psychiatrist. Then Dragonwick, in which he played a 19th century aristocrat, complete with a large, cold New England mansion and a secret. It was the directorial debut of Joseph L. Mankiewicz. And The Web, another film noir where he plays a businessman who hires a bodyguard, co-starring Edmund O'Brien and William Bendix. Alfred Newman again provided an excellent score for Dragonwick. Here's some of it. In 1949, he made a star-packed noir called The Bribe, set in South America, with Robert Taylor, Ava Gardner, Charles Laughton, and John Hodiak, which surprisingly lost money at the box office, as it's really good. Ava gets to sing a steamy song in a club, dubbed by Eileen Wilson, called Situation Wanted.
I placed an ad in the paper, you'll find it there today. The words reveal the way I feel. This is what they say. Situation wanted, young and fancy free. Want to meet a someone, I want him just for me. I'm not a saint nor sinner, I walk the middle ground. I'll stay right on the level, too smart to play around. Love is all that matters, that's the thing I've learned. And the sky's the limit where my turn. Getting tired of waiting, getting kind of blue. Situation wanted with someone, but who? Situation wanted, young and fancy free. Want to meet a someone, I want him just for me. I'm not a saint nor sinner, I walk the middle ground. I'll stay right on the level, too smart to play around. Love is all that matters, that's the thing I've learned. A woman's always needed where a gentleman's concerned. Now you know my story, what am I to do? Situation wanted with someone, but who?
Price forms a great criminal bond with Charles Laughton in The Bribe, in the same way that Sidney Greenstreet did with Peter Lorre in many films. This is an underrated jungle noir with great performances from everybody. In 1950, Sam Fuller starred Price in The Baron of Arizona, based on the true story of James Addison Revis, who spent many years forging documents to make him the owner of the state of Arizona. Even though it was only his second picture, Fuller was already a master at quick shooting and filmed it in 15 days. It had originally been planned by Warner Brothers in 1939, starring Edward G. Robinson, but never got made. The great James Wong Howe was cinematographer. Here's the opening titles music by Paul Dunlap. Next up, Vinnie was in His Kind of Woman with Robert Mitchum, Jane Russell and Raymond Burr, playing Nick Ferraro, an on-the-run gangster who wants to be smuggled back into the States. It's a comedy film noir, for want of a better description, set in a casino. Vincent Price plays a Hollywood actor, Jane Russell's boyfriend. This film has an interesting genesis. Produced by Howard Hughes, it was directed by John Farrow. Then Richard Fleischer was brought in to add some shots, and he ended up reshooting the whole film. Mitchum admitted that a lot of the script was improvised, and Lee Van Cleef was originally due to play the gangster role instead of Raymond Burr. Get the picture? It's good fun, though, and Jane Russell gets to sing a couple of songs. Here's one of them, You'll Know.
You'll know, when it happens you'll know. You'll need no one to tell you, when it happens you'll know. Been fooled in the past, when you meet with your real love, you'll surrender at last. Those dreams you planned all at once will come true. He'll take your hand, and there's nothing that you can do. You to go, you need no one to tell you. When it happens, you'll know.
The following year, Vincent was in another film with Jane Russell, this time a proper film noir called The Las Vegas Story, starring Victor Mature. Again set in a casino but less frivolous, it also featured the great Hoagy Carmichael, here singing and playing The Monkey Song.
Story about a monkey and a king, King Rebop, and his dream down the jungle. He dreams about flowers. He dreams about a bird. No, not that one. Oh, that's a prettier bird. Also dreams about a monkey. He dreams this monkey can play the drums. That's a different monkey. The reason the king has this dream, he's broke. He needs dough. And there's a missionary. Well, the monkey heard swing down the woolahooling. He got bit by the beat of it. The hop, the fall, and the hippo's back up with a grin. He went into his dance, singing sookity-yackity-backy. King Rebop said, you stop, you ain't exactly on the back beat. Look at my feet, and then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him. In a minute, they were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom, found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, Gary Nady was speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat licks with his sticks to a record by Becks, till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a canoe, played a kazoo, and a jug band rounded out the combo. One day a missionary with umbrella and canary came riding on a donkey through the jungle. King Reepop shouted, "Hey, stop, Pop, I know a way that we can make a bundle." So we told the missionary with umbrella and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd had a little bit of bad luck, and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. "Okay," said the man with umbrella in a hand, "if a deal is according to Hoyle, I'll see what you got, I'll pay a lot, if you promise not to boil me oil, 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 oil." But he went with the king, a dollar woola wooling, to see if the baker hit and make a buck on it. But the monkey king kept raving about, didn't open nothing at all. It was just another monkey king re-pop. Then woke up, found out he'd been a-dreaming, and upset caused the little missionary with the Bible and canary. Said, "King, it must have been somebody you had. So long, boy."
Price plays Jane Russell's squeeze again, although this time around he'd rather gamble than hold one of her hands, and meanwhile she runs into ex-boyfriend Victor Mature. In 1953, Vincent dipped his toe back in the horror genre that he'd left in 1940 with House of Wax, directed by André de Toth. It was a remake of the Michael Curtiz film of 1933, starring Fay Wray, and was one of the first major films to be shot in 3D with stereo sound. De Toth had been originally looking for a Gary Cooper vehicle when he came up with the idea, and it became one of Warner's biggest grossers of all time. Here's David Butoff's main titles theme. Then it was back to noir again the following year with Dangerous Mission, with Mature, Bendix and Piper Laurie. Although this one was in colour and 3D, shot on location at Glacier National Park, Montana. In 1956, Fritz Lang used Vincent in While the City Sleeps, a noir based on a true story of the lipstick killer in New York. It was the fourth film he'd made with George Sanders and also starred Dana Andrews, Howard Duff, Ida Lupino and Rhonda Fleming. It was a cynical take on the newspaper world. Then in 1958 he made The Fly, a low-budget picture directed by Kurt Neumann, who died a month after the premiere. It became the most successful film of his career. Paul Sawtelle provided the score with Bert Schefter, and here's part of their suite. Herbert Marshall added gravitas to the film, and it's beautifully shot in radiant technicolor, which gives it an otherworldliness. It was another huge hit. Vincent Price would never look back from here on, and he began a successful partnership with Roger Corman a couple of years later with House of Usher, followed by a string of other horror hits. That's probably the subject of a later show, though, and I'll leave you with Jane Russell singing 5 Little Miles from Sam Burdue from His Kind of Woman.
5 little miles from Sam Burdue. I woke up humming and thought of you. I looked out the window, what a view. 5 little miles from Sam Burdue. 4 little miles from Sam Burdue. The porter shouted, we're almost due. I saw familiar spots we knew. 4 little miles from Sam Burdue. 3 little miles from Sam Burdue. My bag was packed and ready. I said to myself, steady. 2 more miles and you're in heaven. 1 little mile from Sam Burdue. My heart was skipping a beat or two. Oh, what a thrill when I saw you. Waiting at the station down in San Bernardino, man.